Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1472. How to Train Your Brain for Life, Workout, and Sports Success by Stephen Ladd with bengreenfieldfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And I always provide a bit of my own commentary at the end. Now, to listen to a lot more blogs being narrated for you, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Train Your Brain for Life, Workout, and Sports Success by Stephen Ladd with bengreenfieldfitness.com. The concepts you're about to learn can be applied to marathoning, ultra running, cycling, or any endurance sport, but we're going to use the example of a triathlon for today. I consider a triathlon of any distance to be the toughest sport on earth. The amount of time and effort required to train for three separate sports is unparalleled in the world of athletics. But what is often overlooked are the extreme mental and emotional demands of triathlon training and racing. For a triathlete to consistently perform at peak performance levels, they must have the ability to control their mental and emotional states, especially prior to and during the actual race. Imagine being able to instantly evoke a supreme state of confidence in yourself instead of having pre-race anxiety, or evoke a state of determination and focus when you start to feel fatigued and have another 6 miles to the finish. It's important to understand the difference between what is labeled these days as positive thinking and what I'm talking about when I refer to controlling your mental and emotional states. The positive thinking protocol, at least how it's commonly taught, is to simply ignore how you feel, like your anxiety, and tell yourself over and over again that you feel confident or happy or focused on whatever it is you're desperately trying to convince yourself that you are. On the other hand, accurately and properly controlling your mental and emotional state is a way for you to literally change your subconscious mind so that you'll actually be confident instead of just telling yourself that you are confident. See the difference? When you do what I'm about to teach you properly, there will be no need for you to try and convince yourself that you are confident. Instead, you will actually be in a supreme state of confidence and able to perform closer to your peak potential. Another valuable tool for achieving this true change in your mental and emotional state is called anchoring, which comes from the world of neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. What is an anchor? An anchor is formed when your internal response becomes associated with an external stimulus. For example, think about Pavlov and his salivating dogs. Hear a bell equals salivate. We can use a similar process for anchoring any positive mental state to a specific action. You will simply replace the bell with an action, such as touching a specific knuckle on your hand, and replace salivating with something more useful for your triathlon training and racing, such as confidence, although it could be also relaxation, speed, aggressiveness, or whatever else you want your mental state to be. Now, let's go through a concrete example of how to use anchoring to achieve a state of confidence. Step one, recall a time in your life when you felt the most confident. This doesn't have to be during a triathlon. It can be any moment of exceptional performance or confidence in your life, no matter how long ago it may have been. Step two, you need to ramp up the positive emotion. In order to do this, you must completely place yourself into your remembered scene. As a matter of fact, I want you to get up and move the way you would be moving in this situation. You may want to be in a quiet place where you can focus. Feel what you would be feeling, like confidence. Hear what you would be hearing and see what you would be seeing. Take this emotion of confidence and intensify it by a factor of 10. Sense it as energy surging through your body. Imagine the crowds of spectators cheering you on, even if they weren't in your original scene. Then imagine it as another bolt of confidence that shoots through your body and intensifies your feelings of confidence by another factor of 10. Step 3, when you sense you are at your peak intensity of confidence emotions, set your physical anchor to this state. I'm about to explain how you do that. Step 4, how to choose and set your anchor. You can use almost anything for your anchor, as long as it is not a common action that you do in everyday life. For example, you could set an anchor as tapping your right shoulder with your left hand. Knuckles are my favorite anchors for reasons I will reveal shortly. I suggest using the knuckles of your non-dominant hand. For example, if you are right-handed, take your right index finger and push down on the knuckle of your left index finger. Remember that you're doing this while you are still in your state of peak confidence and visualizing or reenacting that scene. In this case, that movement of right finger to knuckle of left finger would be your anchor for supreme confidence. Step 5. Now, come out of your emotional state. Count backwards from 20 to 0. This will break your emotional state. Once broken, stay away from that state for 1 to 2 minutes. Step 6. Repeat steps 1 to 5 at least 2 times. And if you want to completely perfect the anchor, up to 10 more times, each time with as much enthusiasm and excitement as the first time. Step 7. Finally, test the strength of your anchor. After that last time, break your emotional state by counting backwards from 20 to 0. Wait just a few moments, then fire off your anchor, in this case, pushing down on the knuckle of your left index finger. You should get the surge of confidence that you have anchored to that action. If you get a strong feeling of confidence, then you have successfully set a solid anchor. If you didn't quite get that same feeling of confidence, then you need to keep working on the intensity of your emotion while setting the anchor, and perhaps just a bit more repetition. This takes practice and is often not perfect the first time you try it. Now, don't be discouraged if it takes you some time to set a really strong anchor. It can take devoted practice, but it's worth it, because once you are in control of your mental states, your triathlon potential will be able to reveal itself, and you'll be able to set as many anchors as you want for as many mental and emotional states as you need to call upon during your event. You just listened to the post titled, How to Train Your Brain for Life, Workout, and Sports Success by Stephen Ladd with BenGreenfieldFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now you may be thinking, does this really work? Do I have to go through all of those steps? Can we really use Pavlov's dogs as an example? I mean, we're human beings. We're smarter than that, right? We wouldn't be susceptible to that kind of Pavlovian training. Well, actually, we are. Yes, we are smarter than a dog, but guess what? We are still susceptible to this kind of training. I mean, if you really think about it, you've all experienced this. You may have dined out at a restaurant one night and then immediately after got really, really sick. What happened the next time somebody suggested that restaurant or that specific food that you had that night? You probably felt a little sick again. That's the same kind of response we're talking about. It's just in this case, we're trying to get you to use that same reaction, but in a positive way. And that takes a little bit of time and a little bit of training. But if you're willing to put in the work and you're willing to practice it, it will happen. All right, that'll do it for today. Again, I hope you're having a wonderful weekend and a wonderful holiday weekend for those of us in the US. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.